Ray Foley on Today FM.
Let me tell you a story about my friend JP here. JP prides himself on never smelling of anything. Prides himself on never smelling. He is, he's fragrance free, isn't that right?
Generally, I like to aim for that. Yeah.
JP's always like, I never smell of anything. No one ever complains that I smell.
I'm now smelling myself. What's going on here? Where are we going with this?
Are you smelling? What are you getting?
Just clean. At the moment.
Okay.
What?
JP, genuinely, he's the only person that I know that, like, constantly goes on about, I smell of nothing. And that is a great thing.
It's just clean. That's what it is. I mean, I hope.
Has anyone ever said to you, you smell? Like a stranger or someone in work or someone, like, I don't mean like a family member. A family member can tell you you smell.
Like smell bad, you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Has anyone ever told you you smell?
No.
It's okay. This is, you've nothing to worry about. Would you tell someone they smell that isn't a family member?
To their face, I don't know. If I could go through
behind their back.
If I could go through a middleman or woman,
That's not doing it. That's telling someone else they smell.
I know, but I mean, come on. Like going face to face with somebody and saying that, I don't know. No, I've never done that. And I have been with people who I thought, oh, you're a bit stinky at the moment. If I was braver, I would tell them.
On Friday morning, I was at this thing at my kids' school, and basically, and I was praising these parents that get involved, these parents that organize these fundraisers for, oh, we need this for the school, so we're having a fundraiser, and we're having a thing. And they had this amazing thing where all the kids did, they got sponsored for doing different, like loads of different activities, like they had cycling, and they had sports, and Zumba, and like they did something for everyone. It was amazing, truly. They arranged a big day. I was there DJ, DJing. I was bricking it, absolutely terrified in front of hundreds of kids, really nervous. And one of the people I was dealing with, I was like, ooh, they're a bit whiffy.
Right, so it was BO, was it?
Yeah, oniony.
Onion. Gotcha, yeah.
And I was like, lovely person. And would it affect the way you think about a person if they're smelly? Like, would you think, oh, I don't like that person because they're smelly?
No, I know
people. Would you pity them?
No, I wouldn't do that. I know people who are lovely and they do smell. Does it make me think less of them? When the smell's particularly bad, yes.
Well, there you go.
What?
So I'm thinking, maybe I should do this person a favor and say it to them. And I'm kind of like, no, I can't. They're a lovely person. I can't. I'm also, by the way, there's loads of running around. It's a sports day. They're in a tracksuit. They're, you know, it's perfectly fine for them. Maybe they've just put on an old tracksuit or something.
It could be sweaty, yeah.
So I'm there all day. I'm there for, and by the way, as well, the schools, primary schools, absolutely roasting. We are boiling our children alive. We are like the frog in the boiling water experiment. We are slowly raising the temperature in our young children. Primary schools are crazy warm. Friday morning in the primary school, it was insanely hot. I suggest it's insanely hot. This person is doing a sports day. They're a little pongy. Maybe I should say something. I think, no, I won't. I think better of it. I'll just suffer it. But maybe it would be a good thing for them. So on the occasions that I would be dealing with this person, I would think, oh, there it is again. Oh my God. Oh, and I'd say, anyway, we'll suffer through. We suffer through in silence. Did the thing, and then I said, would you do another thing at the end? Would you do a little bit more just to wrap up the day? I said, yeah, no problem, I'll do that. I'll push the buttons, play a bit of music. We all had a bit of dancing, a bit of partying, a bit of microphone, a bit of oggy in the PE hall for the kids. Yeah. Everyone had a good time. And again, it was like, oh my God, there's that oniony fragrance again. Do you see where this is going?
I think I might have an idea. Oh no. Go on then.
So I'm like, thanks, bye-bye. I raised my arm to wave, bye-bye.
Your arm was aloft, fully extended.
Bye-bye, anytime you need me. Anything else, yeah. Be sure to give me a call.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God. Ooh, I'm struggling to breathe. I get into the Yaris, the 2002 baby blue Toyota Yaris.
Small space.
It's an enclosed space, guys. I had to roll down the window. It turns out it was Foley all along.
God.
It was me. My wife said, oh yeah, you smell different when you're nervous. It must have been the nerves. I said, why didn't you tell me this? Wow. Absolute horror show.
Is that a thing that people smell different when they're nervous?
Well, you're sweating more, aren't you? So there's just more of it.
I have always, much like you, prided myself on never being the smelly one. Mm. It was a horror show. I can only imagine what those other parents were thinking of me.
And would you have wanted to have been told by one of the other parents who you don't really
absolutely
know that well?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No way.
Ray, just wanted to say, you're doing a great job on the microphone there.
Well, you stink.
Do stink.
You stink. You smell to high
Enjoy
heaven.
The rest of the show.
Ray, could you wash yourself? Cheers. Bye-bye. Is that a thing, though? Do you smell different when you're nervous? 0874 100 102. Jerry's there for it. Jerry, hello, Jerry.
I was in France with the band there at the weekend, and we played a gig.
Oh, my God, is this Jerry Halliwell?
Come here, how do you know Jerry's in a band?
I don't know, how do you know Jerry's in a band?
Well, he'll tell you.
Oh, jeez, Jerry keeps it under a bushel.
I was in France with the band there at the weekend.
Oh, get you. Yeah, just back from Bonjour. Oh, guys, sorry, Merci. Oh, jeez, oh, feck, I did it again. Because, see, I'm just back.
I was in France with the band there at the weekend.
Oh, come on, Tally. Oh, crumbs.
I was in France with the band there at the weekend.
Wait, can I just say, Jerry, I'm very sorry.
Can I just say, the fact that he's in a band better be relevant to the rest of this message, Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, go on.
We played a gig on Saturday night. The room was the small bar with a fire on, absolute sweatbox. We played for 2 hours.
Yeah, even a small country pub with a turf fire in November, or even December, January, you know, the fire roaring, rammed full of people, that is going to get a little stinky.
Didn't have time to shower. Taxi, a bus, a flight, two buses.
This is you. Oof. See, you know you stink though, Jerry.
Smelling like a dead whale.
Like a dead whale. Stuart as well. 0874 100 102, Stuart.
How are you getting down, Ray and JP? Are you well?
Hello, darling.
Sorry, I don't know what's wrong with me voice there. Just speaking about your sweaty BO problem there, Ray.
I wouldn't say I've got a problem. It was a single incident.
This is out there now,
it's
Ray.
Not an ongoing issue.
You said you use Mitchum, but is it a spray or a roll-on?
Why?
Because I'd sweat at the best of times now. Ever since I went on to the 48-hour protection roll-on.
Powder fresh, babes. Keeping it powder fresh over there.
Mitchum.
Yeah.
I haven't ever had a problem.
Well, I'll have you know, I've been roll-on myself for years.
I'm a roll-on guy myself.
Yeah, it's roll-on.
Yes, I could sweat like a badger in a bypass and still to be near an old smell off me at all. So if it's the spray you're using, maybe go on to the roly-poly one.
I'm on the roly-poly-foly!
And,
what?
Love the show.
Hey, cheers. Cheers, Stuart. No, I. Do you know what I've got? I've got a thing in my head where I think I'm on the roly-poly. I wonder, is the spray better? I wouldn't know. I've never used it, but I wonder, is the spray more effective? 0874 100 102. Who was texting in? Ah, Ray, don't you know the new sweat doesn't smell?
Oh, that was Jerry, was it? It was Jer from a good while ago, yeah.
Let me just look that up. I think that's a fallacy. I put it into ChatGPT, and it's is it true that new sweat doesn't smell? The immediate response from ChatGPT is, your account is now being flagged for inappropriate content. Not joking.
Oh right,
it's against our terms of use. So please use a different prompt. So I said, is it true that newly produced human sweat is less pungent? And she's come back and said that. Because I thought that was a nonsense, that was a made-up thing. Hang on. Newly produced...
Yes, it is generally true that newly produced human sweat is less pungent. Fresh sweat is usually odorless or has only a mild scent.
There you go.
Huh.
But then my follow-up question, and this is where things get interesting, Ireland. Because you're thinking, a new sweat doesn't smell, I'd be grand. What constitutes new sweat? How long, I said, does it take to start to smell? I mean, what is new? I mean, if it's in the last minute, I guess it's new. But then how long before it starts
smelling.
The time it takes for sweat to develop a noticeable odor varies depending on several factors.
Right.
Including individual body chemistry.
Me.
The presence of skin bacteria.
Me.
Environmental conditions.
Check.
And personal hygiene practices.
Uh-oh.
Generally, sweat can start to smell anywhere from a few minutes to several hours after it is produced. General time frame. Immediate to 30 minutes.
Immediate to 30 minutes. You could be smelling within. So this notion, Ger, of it being new sweat, it's only new for 30 minutes. After that, you're sweating, like you're smelling like a, what was it, a dead whale? Or that badger on a bypass?
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ray Foley. Today FM.